Thank you so much for joining me for Lectio, for taking some time to pray, and pray in a style that's a listening prayer instead of, usually when we pray, we do all the talking and we wonder why we can't hear God because we've filled it up with our voices. And Lectio is a listening prayer where we listen for God's voice speaking to us. So thanks for joining me. And as usual, we start off in a comfortable position where you can relax your body and yet stay alert, not fall asleep. So try to release all the anxieties and stress of your day so that you can settle into these moments. And it's super easy to be distracted. And if you are, that is okay, right? Just keep returning to God. Jesus, our good shepherd, in these coming moments, carry us close to your heart. Allow us to hear you clearly and to be surrounded by your presence. Fill us with peace that allows us to rest in you. And may we be confident of your love for us. Our scripture today is Romans 8:31-39. And it's a super familiar scripture. I'm sure you've heard it. You may have memorized it. But this time, as I read it, notice if there's a word or a phrase that really jumps out at you, that captures your attention. And if that happens, then in the silence that follows when I read it, just hold on to that. Maybe write it down on a piece of paper, or just kind of hold and let those words sink deep into your heart. It's the beginning of God's conversation with you. Romans 8:31-39. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm going to read the scripture a second time. And tonight, as I'm thinking about Lectio, I'm kind of thinking of it as the first reading is when God goes, hey, this is what I want to talk to you about. And the second time, he's going to be like, hey, this is how it connects to your life. So notice as I read it, where this word or phrase connects to your life. And you might, there might be a number of different things that come up, or there may be just one, or there may be none. But ask the Lord to tell you, or to make it clear, which connection he's talking about, or maybe he's talking about a lot of them. I'm going to read from the Message, Romans 31 to 39. So what do you think? With God on our side like this, how can we lose? If God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing himself to the worst by sending his own son, is there anything else he wouldn't gladly and freely do for us? And who would dare tangle with God by messing with one of God's chosen? Who would dare even to point a finger? The one who died for us, who was raised to life for us, is in the presence of God and at this very moment sticking up for us. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There is no way. Not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, not bullying threats, not backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in Scripture. They kill us in cold blood because they hate you. We're sitting ducks. They pick us off one by one. None of this faces us because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus our Master has embraced us. I'm going to read the scripture a third time. And if the first time was God saying, hey, notice this. And the second part, he was saying, hey, this is how this connects to your life. And this time, when you listen, notice God going, hey, I have an invitation for you. I want you to be changed. It may be a little bit, it may be a lot. Every change transforms us more and more into God's image, brings his kingdom closer here, helps us to step into his kingdom more. So notice the invitation that he is extending to you through this scripture and this time of prayer. Romans 8, 31 to 39, from the Revised Standard Version. What then shall we say to this? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also give us all things with him? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Is it Christ Jesus who died? Yes, who was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And now the time for noticing and connecting and inviting is over. Not that God can't do this throughout the rest of your day or your evening or your week, but during the select of your time, it's over. And it's time just to relax in God's presence. So take these next few moments and just know that He's close enough that you just can breathe Him in to the center core of your being and let Him fill you up. Gently connect to your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you experienced in your prayer. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you and strength to serve you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.